Donna, let's take a closer look at those political divides that you've set out. So the results of the survey, especially with the coalition dropping its net zero targets, is really quite timely. What does it tell us about how coalition voters feel about the climate crisis?
So this survey found that more than a third of coalition voters believe the climate will not change at all by 2050. And the figure, I think, points to an idea that climate beliefs have become a kind of marker of group identity, a political badge, if you will, rather than an objective assessment of risk and the scientific evidence. And we see the same thing overseas. You know, in the US, we see conservative support for climate action declining over time, despite, you know, increasing, strengthening scientific evidence for the need for more climate action. So I think it's unsurprising when you look at the messaging and actions of the coalition signaling that climate change isn't a priority.
That figure that a third of coalition voters believe the climate won't change at all, I found quite a big figure, but also confusing because we hear a lot about how the climate crisis factors into the coalition's electability.
Yeah, it's quite a substantial figure, right? More than a third of coalition voters believing that the climate will not change at all. But I think it's important to point out that it is still the minority of coalition voters. You know, more than a third believe the climate won't change at all. Therefore, two-thirds believe that there will be some change to the climate. And as you pointed out, it does speak a little bit, I think, to the issues around the coalition's electability. We know that the coalition has a huge issue in inner city seats, and if it wants to win them back, it's going to have to come up with a clearer plan for what to do in terms of climate action. You know, we know that if we want to avoid catastrophic global impacts, we need to hold average global heating to well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels as per the Paris Climate Agreement, and committing to net zero emissions by 2050 is considered by all credible environmental campaigners as the bare minimum Australia should do to meet its obligations under the Paris Agreement. And yet the coalition has chosen to abandon that commitment. And so for the majority of coalition voters who do believe that the climate is going to change by 2050, I think it needs to come up with a very compelling answer as to why it's decided to proceed down that path.
And I thought it was interesting that the survey picked up that people in cities are still more concerned about the climate crisis than regional areas.
Yeah, it was an interesting finding because evidence from other studies seems to suggest that there's little difference between urban and regional Australians in terms of concern about climate change. But this study did find a slight difference. It only showed that concern was somewhat higher in cities. In Western Australia, for example, about 13% of Perth residents said that they weren't at all concerned about climate change. But for those living outside of Perth, the figure jumped to 25%. And similarly, in Queensland, it was about 17% in Brisbane who had no concerns versus 22% outside Brisbane. So not a huge difference between urban and regional voters.
All right, that's interesting. The one last finding that I want to look at, and I found this absolutely fascinating, is that when people were surveyed about extreme weather events, I was really surprised that experiencing those severe weather events didn't necessarily change someone's mind about the climate crisis.
This was, yeah, quite a surprising finding, I thought, but seems to square with actually a lot of previous research, you know, this idea that seeing is not necessarily believing. So the survey involved respondents in areas that were have been affected by floods and fires since 2019. And living through these extreme events only seemed to have quite a small effect on concern about climate change. There was a slight difference between people who were directly affected versus people who were in these local government areas but not directly affected. And experts suggest that it points to something that is very innate to humans, this idea of confirmation and cognitive bias. So, you know, we tend to favor information that confirms our existing beliefs and dismiss information that contradicts them. And it's a useful cognitive shortcut that we have. But when it comes to the climate crisis, it can be really difficult to change people's minds. You know, what it might mean is that for people who already accept climate change, you might see a flood or heat wave as more evidence that climate change is happening. Whereas if you reject that climate change is real, you might explain away those extreme weather events through other mechanisms.
That confirmation bias idea is absolutely fascinating. Can we hypothesize at all the political implications or the social implications of trying to change people's minds?
Yeah, it's a really tricky issue because it means that it's very difficult to change people's minds, especially when they're getting information from preferred sources who might already align with their own worldviews. And given the fractured media landscape, given social media algorithms, you know, trying to get something different in front of them and also convince them with evidence, for example, becomes increasingly challenging.
Donna, the climate crisis really looms large and it continues to play a big part in our lives. Thank you so much for taking us through some of the latest research.
Thanks.
That was our climate, environment and science assistant editor, Donna Liu. You can find more of Donna's work on theguardian.com and we've linked her latest piece on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Shadi Khan Saif, Camilla Hannan and Elamani Close Brown. Sound design and mixing by Camilla Hannan. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.